On this final story, Core in Cincinnati, the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation helped bring Story Core to Cincinnati. Here, VP Eric Avner asks President and CEO Tim Maloney about Carol Ann and the future of the foundation.
Tell me about when you met Carol.
We met Carol through mutual friends at their home in Hilton Head Island. It was probably 1979. But Carol was this little tiny blonde powerhouse with these brilliant blue eyes and just really captivating eyes and wonderful sense of humor. Loved bright colors, loved good design, loved a great party. You know, she would always tell you that she was the blonde in the convertible. But, you know, she was not a dumb blonde. She was really bright.
A mathematics degree. Jeez.
Yeah.
You met Ralph then at the same time?
We met Ralph shortly afterwards, and that kind of turned into a series of tailgating dinner parties every Sunday at the pool. We kind of adopted each other. They were both only children, didn't have children, so it was just wonderful collision. And Carol became like my mom. I mean, it's funny. We could finish each other's sentences. She was, and you know, I talked to her every single day up until the day she died, sometimes several times a day. It was a great relationship. And then Leslie wore Carol's wedding dress in 1982 when we were married.
So that's only a couple years after you met Carol and Ralph.
That's right.
You were already wearing the
right
wedding. She was already wearing them. Must have struck up a quick friendship.
She insisted.
So how did your sons?
Carol was Namaw Carol.
Namaw Carol.
To our kids. And I will tell you, you know, she always had a Cadillac with a special horn that had like 24 tunes. Every time she'd come down the street, every kid would run out of the house because they thought it was the ice cream man. And she loved playing those pranks. But, you know, she was extraordinary because she didn't play the role of a grandmother. She could be more of a confidant.
Oh.
And they didn't need to be reverent with her. So she drew that fun element out of them. Always wanted to hear their musical instruments. You know, we had Christmas parties that went on till late in the night, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning. And the kids would always be there for the first hour. And they loved her like crazy. She was always very good to them and was relevant to them, even as young adults. Went from getting stacks of pennies they had to count to money that was hidden around the house when they were 16 years old. I mean, and they loved it. They never balked about going to Namaw's. Loved it. So, you know, they both had extraordinary lives, and I want our work to reflect the way they were. If you ask me if there's one thing I would change about this foundation, I probably wouldn't make it perpetual. Mm-hmm. If you ask me what keeps me up at night, it's who will sit in my seat 20 years from now who didn't know them, didn't have the connection that I had with them. I think it uniquely prepared me. For this journey that we're on?
We went on a trip to New York a little while ago where we went, was it Lincoln Center, I think? We walked in and there was this huge portrait on the wall of the donor that basically named the main hall.
And I remember Alice, that vividly. And I asked the tour person, tell me about her. They said, we don't know.
That terrifies me too.
It was profoundly sad to me. It's like, wow.
Yeah, we can't have that. That's half the reason of trying to do this was just to make sure that people sort of understood who these people are. They see their name, see Carol and Ralph's name on, you know, plastered on things around town, and you just...
Well, as you know, we're pretty low-key as it relates to putting names on
right things
because they lived under the radar. So that's how I'd like for them to be remembered.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Cincinnati Public Radio has been proud to bring you StoryCorps in Cincinnati with the support of the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation. Our sincere thanks. All past segments can be heard online at wvxu.org.